Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is by your excellence, Almighty Yah. That is by the excellence of your Ruah that we are brought into the midst of your presence. You lead us by your Ruah, your Spirit. We do bless you this day and thank you for all things. For we esteem your name above the heights of the Shemayim. And we bless you for the precious Tikvah, the hope in Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. For it's by the power of that testimony and witness, the revelation of that truth, that your Torah, the instructions of our Abba, are made alive in our lives. You have written in the love of Israel the power of your Torah, your Mitzvah. And they are more than some etching of words, but it is the sustainer of life that we please you in all things. We desire to bless you and to worship you for your excellence and for your magnificent power. We do pray for all those that are listening, wherever they're listening tonight, whatever city, whatever home. We do bless you for the contact today from the pastor there in Chicago, and how the words have been a great strength unto his love. We bless you, Almighty Yah, that we are able to hear from your people from different cities and different places, that are crying out, what must we do to walk in the strength and the power of our Abba? Strengthen him, I pray. And all those that gather with him, and your people Israel, for your kingdom must come. We do pray for your kingdom and the power of your word to be alive in us. We ask you to bless tonight, strengthen your man servant, that he may speak with great clarity unto Israel. For we ask all things according to your will. By the mercies of Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless you, we thank you. Israel cried, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
I came
to hear from Yahweh. May you hear from him as well. Shalom. Yahweh blesses you. You may be seated. We certainly do acknowledge him in all things tonight, and we bless him. We had planned to go a different route, but when I sensed the urgent to speak to Israel, then all other things, the word of Almighty Yah supersedes all things. And that is what we must hear in this hour. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Ruah, what the Spirit of Yah speaks unto Israel. He is not speaking to the world today, because the world, it has always rejected him. And the worldly mind, it is a carnal mind. It is not the mind of HaMashiach, it is a carnal mind. And we saw the evidence of that mind and the spirit of that mind. It is one that revolts against Yahweh. It is a revolting mind. It is a mind of rebelliousness. We saw when man began to express his desire to underseat or to throw Yahweh off his throne, he began to have aspirations of the things that were above the Shemayim. And he began to try to interact with the powers that be. And we saw the first representation of that with the Tower of Babel. And the one that began that tremendous work, his name was Nimrod. He was a rebellious one. He was the revolter against Almighty Yahweh. And we know when one begins to revolt, it is a spirit of witchcraft that has been induced in the mind of the people and those that began to rebel against Yahweh. At once the power of witchcraft began to overtake the mind of a people, an individual. They have no control over their beings or their bearings. So whatever direction the enemy takes them in, they have no power to choose or to pick. Nimrod was one that began to rebel against the stipulations of Almighty Yahweh. Now I want to say this, the twin powers or the towers and the strengths in the world today, it caused the mind to reject the truths of Almighty Yahweh. Jaul says this in the book of Ibrahim. I want you to hear this. He says unto those Israelite brethren, he says that by two immutable, the immutability of Almighty Yahweh, by two. What are these immutabilities of Almighty Yahweh? It is His promises and His tikvah, the hope that He has given unto Israel. And what the powers that be, they are trying to supplant that. They have caused this system in the world today. They say that capitalism is the best kind of system and democracy give us the liberties that we need. Yahweh says by my two immutabilities, by the strength of it is impossible for my promises that I have spoken unto Israel to be of no effect. It is impossible for my tikvah, the hope that they have in the promises that I've granted unto them by the power of my immutability or the immutable things at which it is impossible for Yahweh to lie. His promises and His tikvah, the hope, Yahweh say He cannot lie. And so the powers that be Shatan and the forces that rule the world today, they have done a magnificent job to manipulate the minds of the people. They have taken them away from the immutabilities of Almighty Yahweh. And they lie to them to deceive them. They draw them with this carnal appetite away from the things that are spiritual. The Torah of Yahweh is a spiritual thing. That is why He will not allow anything to destroy the power of the viability of the Torah. He went beyond the two tables of stones and He wrote those tables in the Lev of Israel. He wrote it there. He put it in our Lev that the enemy would not, or we will have no reason to say that we have no strength to sin against Him. So we have no reason, we are without excuse. Yahshua has given us the life and the power of Yahweh's truth. In that Torah, the power of the Torah, it causes us to obey Him, to fulfill all He commands us, because we know that there are promises and there is a tikvah, a hope for Israel. So by the power, by two immutable, two of them, the powers that be the twin powers, as we see represented in this deity of Gad and Minai or Mini, this voodoo power that seduced the minds of the people, Yahweh says that my promises are sure. That my promises are sure. The hope that I have given unto you, it will cause the left to be glad and to be satisfied. You understand that this system today offers great promises. It promises you riches if you will labor and if you will take upon the challenge. All the promises of Almighty Yahweh will fulfill. You're sure the Lamb of Israel. And they're not coming by some democracy. It's not coming by some capitalist system that separates the mind from Almighty Yahweh. It has to be a pure desire in the love of Israel to serve Him and to obey Him. So by the two way, He has given us a promise and a tikvah. He says, I cannot lie. We might have a strong consolation. We may have a strong hope in the immutables of Almighty Yah. They are immutable. They can never change. They will not change. There is no possibility for them to change. And in that he says you have a strong consolation. You have assurance. You have a hope. And you know that that promise and that hope, it is made alive because it is what consoles you. It is what strengthens you. It is what assures you. It is what keeps you. Not in the powers of these gods today. They remove the promises of Omariah. They have caused the mind to be given over unto these rebellious spirits. This mind of Babel, and the mind and the spirit of Babel, it is one of rebelliousness. It is one that rebels against truth. It rejects truth. It is not a spirit that causes restraint upon the mind, the heart of man. It is a spirit that causes man to do what or pursue anything that is imaginable in his mind. Now, what are the powers that be or systems that allow the imaginations to run wild, like what we call capitalism and what we call democracy? It is one thing that the promises of Yahweh will do to us that will cause our minds to be captivated by Him. There's great significance in the powers of the two, the twain. What a man and a woman, when they are joined together as in a spouseship, they are no more two, but they become one. And yet they are two, but yet they are one. And the power of Almighty Yahweh is everlasting. And the enemy has done a magnificent, thorough job removing the mind and the heart away from the truths of Almighty Yahweh. For His immutable things, the hope of Yah, the promises, the tikvah, causes us to have a strong consolation. We have fled for the refuge to lay hold upon the tikvah, the hope that is before us. Now you're not going to find the hope in a system that removes your mind away from the truths of Almighty Yahweh. Jotan has done this magnificent job to cause the minds to be taken away from the tables of stones or the tables of life that He has written in us. The scripture tells us when Moshe was up on Mount Sinai that there were two tables written on the front and the backside, that He gave Moshe the mitzvah unto the house of Israel. And He says in Isaiah, He says, I'm going to do something to Israel that is profound. I will take those two tables and I will show you the living power of those tables. I will place them in the left in the heart of man. And so what Shaitan has done through the spirit of Babel, this confusion, the gates open to the gods and the spirits. He has replaced the Torah abiding truth of Yah in the hearts of the people with the spirit of Minai many and with the strength of God, because the heart today seeks after fortunes. It seeks after things. It doesn't seek after the riches of Almighty Yahweh. It doesn't seek the riches of Emunah. It doesn't desire the riches of the promises of Almighty Yahweh. It desires what this world and the powers that rule in this world offers. And it draws them far away from Yahweh. And it causes the spirit of rebelliousness to rise up in them. And once the spirit of rebelliousness rise up in a people and a nation, we see every kind of vile thing that can be perpetrated take place in that nation. Every kind of witchcraft, every kind of iniquity, a lawless people, a Torahlessness people. And their ways are not satisfactory to Almighty Yahweh. They do not please Yahweh. Listen to this. Yahweh says in Sheboth, it says, and He gave to Moshe, when He had made an end of the communing with Him upon Mount Sinai, He gave Him two tables. He gave Him two tables of testimony. Tables of stone written with the finger of Almighty Yah. Now that has not changed. He has taken the same fingers and wrote that in the left of man. Yahshua comes to make or to cause the testimony of Yahweh to become a reality in us, to make it real, to make it produce life in us. The words of Yahweh, they're sure words. They're everlasting words. They never change. And the enemy has taken this written truth of Almighty Yahweh, has taken the written Torah of Yahweh, and say unto a people of democracy, you are the ones that choose and elect, because there is a periphery of God, so the gates are open. You choose the God that satisfies you. You choose the God that appeases you and gives you that satisfaction that you desire. Your minds are removed away from Almighty Yahweh. Your hearts are removed away from Yahweh. He wrote on those stones the testimony of His power. He gave strength unto Israel. He gave them a testimony whereby in that testimony were promises. When a man utters his avat and his mother, the days are long upon the land which Yahweh gives a man. When a man does and obey Yah, remember his Shabbat and keep it Kodesh, that he shall have strength and fortunes in his home. And what the powers that have arisen from this rebellious, revolting spirit of Nimrod, it is one that revolts against the instructions of Yahweh. It says unto Yahweh, those things are not from me. And once you began to allow that spirit to permeate and to take root in your life, you will allow and open up yourself to every kind of witchcraft spirit there is. And you will disobey Yahweh. For rebelliousness is the sin of witchcraft. And once a man began to disobey him, he opens the gates to the gods. And that is the strength of Babel today. It emerges the people in false hopes that are based upon some voodoo economy, that are based upon some fortune of luck, by chance, by some reason, I am the, quote, lucky one, unquote. That is not how the will of Yahweh operates. That is not what He has planned for Israel. We must obey Him, and it must be wholeheartedly. We must take great delight in obeying Almighty Yahweh. The powers that rise up today to dominate the entire sphere of the earth. We can see that the spirit that has risen up, and it opens the door for every kind of rebelliousness. When we find the spirit of capitalism and democracy, we find nations destroyed. We find the people rising up because they would establish their own laws. We see that in Iraq today. They are fighting against it. The Kurds say, we got our own law. The Sunnis say, we have ours. The Shiites say, we got ours. The same thing in this nation as well. You have a balkanized people under the power of the gods of democracy and capitalism. You have the whites that maintain their ways. You have the people of color do their ways. And every ethnicity there is. And they balkanize in their communities whereby their gods, they can cry out unto their gods that they are familiar with. They have rebelled against Yahweh. And that spirit of revolting against Yahweh. Democracy, it tells you, choose what you want to. Yahweh says, I am your Abba. I will guide your steps. I will ordain your path. I will direct your way. I will set you in the pathway of righteousness. The spirit of this rebellion to say, I will choose my ways. I will choose to be rich. I will choose to reject and to receive or to accept certain portions of what Torah teaches, and I will reject the rest. That is the power of a bewitched mind, and that is what the spirit of Babel does. It bewitched the mind, and it is a strength. There was no powers of darkness that permeated the earth like they are today until Nimrod began to move in this rebellious attitude. He said, I will unseat Yahweh. I will remove him from his pinnacle of power. And when she began to try to remove Yahweh, the spirit of revolting against Yahweh's instructions. Hear me, brothers and sisters. When Yahweh made Adam and Eve, He placed them in the Garden of Eden. He gave them instructions. He is not at Abba without instructions. Man knew the instructions of Almighty Yah. He has always had instructions because His testimony has always been alive to His people. And Nimrod says, I will unseat you. I am one of authority. I have my own might and my own power. And that's what we say today. I will rise up against Yahweh. I will establish my own goings. I will establish my own doings. No one will instruct me. No one will tell me. No one will take charge over me because I am the Supreme One and I will take charge. And the power of the Spirit today of Minhai or Midi and the power of God, that is the Spirit that it imparts into the people today. And whereby the strength and the power of Torah, the testimony of Yahweh, is not real today. It has no strength in the lives of a rebellious generation that is consumed under witchcraft. When your mind is removed away from the things of Yah, when your thoughts are given over unto the spirit of democracy, the people rule, and that is what democracy is. You say, I will rule my thoughts, but it is the rule of Yahweh. That's a rule of thoughts. Rule our minds that they will always be in touch with Him. Our minds are far removed from Him. We are not in touch with Yahweh. And so the spirit of this power of this democracy says to you, you rule your thoughts. You rule your emotions. No, Yahweh says, I will pour out the power of my Ruah. And you will be transformed. How about the renewing of your mind? Proving what is Sadiqah or right before Almighty Yahweh. And that's what you will do. Democracy says you establish your own right. You establish your own ways. Because everything you want to do, it is right. It is wrong. It is not of Yahweh. It is a destructive power that is going to destroy the masses of the people. And they're going to go down blind, wailing into the pit of darkness. Why? Because they have rejected the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. He kept the truths of Almighty Yah. He kept the Torah. He did not defy it. He did not destroy it. He showed us the power, the strength of the living Torah. The words that Yah speak unto us, they're everlasting words. He doesn't waste one word at all. He doesn't mimic anything. They're words that are everlasting. They are sure words, and that what He wrote on those stones by His fingers that He gave unto Moshe, they are alive in Israel today. He has etched that in Israel, and these corruptors today that want to say the people of color are Israel or the Caucasian and their wicked ways are the ones that are dark-skinned and their vile ways, they are not Israel. There's an Israel of Yah, and it has that testimony and that written Torah. It's out of him. And so democracy and this power of capitalism has replaced that. Has replaced that. And so we have a world that is consumed. There's only a small remnant of Israel. It is not a great multitude. It is not a massive number. It is a small remnant. A small number. You think that those two, you think that Shaitan doesn't realize the power of that dual purpose of Yah? You think he did not understand that? You think he has not tried to duplicate that? You think he has not tried to make that a fixture in his form of worship? Sure he has. He has tried to do that. And the testimony of Yah and the witness of his instruction that he gave unto Moshe, they are alive today. They are alive today. The words that he spoke that caused the Shemayams to come forth in the earth and you to come forth. Those words are still the same words. They're still words of power. They're still truth. His testimony is the most powerful testimony there is. Yet in the nations of the world, everyone desire the gods, the deities, Minaya, Midia, and Gad. They love them. That's what they call them, God. That's why they call upon that name, God. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I say it. I'm not apologetic. Every God is a dog. It's a vile thing. It is a corrupt thing. That is the gate. Listen, brothers and sisters, that is the gateway to corruption. Their gods, because they have rebelled against Yah. That's why they were cast out of the Shemayim. And when a man is rebellious, when a nation is rebellious, and that is what democracy teaches. To be rebellious against Yah. That is what capitalist teaches. It teaches you to rebel against honesty. You can't be honest in a capitalist system. You can't excel to the pinnacle of height in a capitalist system being honest. They lie and they cheat. They steal and they rob. They're corrupt. They're vile. They're sadistic. They're evil. That's what that God does. It causes one to rebel against the truth of Yahweh. When one rebels, it brings in every kind of abominable thing there is. When Nimrod, this revolter against Yah, he opened the door to every kind of vile thing there was. They came upon the face of the earth. And we see it today in the children of Nimrod, the children of Esau. They're rebellious. And they operate in the spirit of witchcraft. That is why Shatan, he controls the minds today in the forms of media. He controls their minds and their lurid and their filthy books and their fictitious books and their all kinds of folly and foolishness in the media of radio and television. It controls the minds of the people today. He has set that up. He knew what he was doing. And only in a democracy, there are nations that control. They don't even allow the trash from America to come to their countries. They do not allow the television programs into their countries. Because these are the powers of demons working in the minds of the people, drawing them unto God. Because everything that thing offers is a lust, it's a greed. Offer a sensation that caters to the flesh, that causes the flesh to be gratified and satisfied. It doesn't open up the mind to the things of Almighty Yahweh. It brings evil. It produces evil. The spirits are evil. They're foul. And they enter into the minds of the men and women. Why? Because democracy teach that. In capitalism, it is the power of the spirit of capitalism. That's all it spew. That's all the things spew in their commercials. Buy, get, buy, get, buy, get, buy, get, buy, get, buy. That's all it does. Is the power of the gods to be. And to control the minds and their spirits. That's what it is. That's all you see on their fortune. They don't show you movies about poor people. They show you the rich and the famous, the powerful. Because this is the spirit of God in Minah. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. I want you to hear me. They promote their gods. And we may not think that we're dealing with gods and spirits because our minds, because we have allowed such rebelliousness, and our minds are so rebellious against Yahweh that we will do every vile, abominable, unclean thing there is. That's what happened to Yehuda in Israel. That's why Zephaniah must speak to Israel, to Yehuda. We saw Manasseh what things that he had allowed to enter in, that he convinced all the people to sin against Yah. These mediums today convince the people to sin against Yahweh. Their powers of deceit. And they're nothing but liars. I recall 26 years ago, Evangelist Hartsfield said to me, Brother Roberts, he says, every movie actor is nothing but a liar and a deceiver. They pretend, they lie, and Yahweh will not set no evil thing before our eyes. We should not allow those evil things to seduce us and to control us. This is the power of democracy and capitalism. That's these gods. That's what they do, brothers and sisters. They control the mind. They control the spirit of a people. Yahweh says that to us, the spirit of my truth will rule in your life. You will be led by my Ruah. And that will lead you into the paths of Sadiqa, into the paths of righteousness. You tell me that these mediums lead us into the path of righteousness. They lead us into death and to rebelliousness, and to every kind of sin and every kind of vile thing. Hear this. Scripture says that Moshe turned, and he went down from the mount, and the two tables, now listen, the two tables of testimony were in his hand. And yet Yahweh said, I'm going to put them in the lap of my people. Moshe had them in his hand. He said, I'm going to put them in the lap of my people. The tables were written on both sides. And on one side and on the other side, they were written. Now, what does that imply? Because it gives the enemy no place to cause his subtleties to creep in. When the true Israelites of Yahweh realize what he has written, not only in their lev, but scripture says in the inward parts. Now that is why the stones were written on both sides. Yahweh said, I've covered the mind, I've covered the heart, and I've covered the inward parts of man. And to give the enemy no place at all. That is what the powers, Minai, many, the gods, the deities, that is what they do today. They say, we will take all the strength of a man's heart and cause him to be captivated with this spirit of capitalism. That they have this great desire. They're going to rise to the occasion. They're going to be rich and wealthy. Do not these whorehouses teach you that? That's what they teach, brothers and sisters. They call upon God. They call upon good and God. They are the children of darkness. When Yahweh speaks to Israel, as we venture farther, when Zephaniah who speaks, he wants them to hear. He wants them to change. He wants them to obey. And if you hear and disobey, he cries out, woe. I set a platform from us, a platform. Give us a few little nuggets as we lead into this great warning of Almighty Yahweh. And it is real. It is real. What has happened, the pollution of these gods have polluted the people so that we can't even believe Yahweh. We can't even see the filthiness of our own defilement and the stench of our own flesh. That is what Nimrod, he could not see that. And so by him defying Yahweh, he opened the door. And Yahweh said, I will confound them all. And when he confounded them, they all went seeking after their own deities. They went to all over the world and they all began to seek after some deity. Some spirit of enlightenment. Some form of some being to instruct them. To give them some consolation. And Yahweh says, I've given you living words. I've given you hope. I've given you tikvah and Yahshua. That is your consolation. And I promise you that I have done this. That is why the testimonies of Yahweh, they're his promises. We know what he has done and what he's capable of doing. And that is why the stones have the testimony of his power. That is why this living stone, Hamashiach is the chief. Is he not the chief cornerstone now? Is he the stone that the builders rejected? And our lives reject what he commands us. The words that he spoke, were they not the words of Almighty Yah? Did not he speak what the Abba gave him? He had a living testimony. A testimony of life. The spirit today has robbed the lev of the people. It has robbed it of this powerful testimony. So we have no testimony today. Because we make testimonies of a thing. And not of the sure word of Almighty Yahweh. You go to these whole houses. The testimonies are based upon something. I got this. I was blessed with that. I got this. I got new clothes. I got a new house. I got a new car. I got all these things. That's what the testimony is. But the testimony of Yah was his power to speak to Israel. To make promises. And to give them a tikvah, hope. And to give them assurance for consolation of their love. To give them assurance that what I've said to you, it will stand. 1,000 generations may pass. But you can rest assuredly. I will perform all that I say that I will perform. I will do all that I say that I will do. Now the system today, the gods today, tells you, you are the one that rules in the spiritual realm. You do not rule, my brothers and sisters. There are powers that are
and that are to come. They have the ability to control the minds once the mind has forsaken Yahweh. Once the mind has rejected Yahweh, you're subject to every kind of vile thing. There are families today, listen to me, because of the vileness of the forefathers, the grandmother and the father, they have opened doors in their homes to every kind of whore. Every daughter is a Jezebel and a whore. Every son is a pervert, a vile thing, and they cannot get beyond the threshold of those powers. And that is the truth. They can never excel above the powers that control that lineage or the heritage of that house. They can never move beyond that. And when a man rebel against Yah, that spirit of rebelliousness, as it brings in witchcraft spirits and seduction and iniquity into a man's heart, he can never receive the truths of Yahweh. He will always fight against them because he is not Israel. He's not the true seed. He is not the one that has the true life of Yahweh written in him. He is not one. He is a false one. He is a deceiver. He has come in some other way. He's a thief and he is a robber. And Yahweh will expose him. You can believe that. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. I want you to hear this. The scripture says in Yeshaya, just hear it. I want you all to hear, because hearing is an important attribute. We must learn how to hear and to comprehend what Yahweh says. This is what it says in Yeshaya. It says, Yeshaya, Isaiah 30, verse 25. Yahweh says to Israel, he says, and there shall be upon every high mountain. They have forsaken the mountain of Almighty Yahweh. They've established their own high mountains. Do you not know the world today? They compete with who will have the tallest or the most powerful buildings in the world. And they will pay one another not to build one taller than them. He says, here, and there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill, rivers and streams of water, in the days of great slaughter, when the towers fall. Do you hear that? He did not say when the tower falls, but when the tower falls. He said, you're going to find this stream that flows, that it is a pseudo-type life. And the life that flows from democracy is a false life. You understand that? You understand the Mayhams, the waters, always represent some kind of life. And so the mountains or the high places are the ones that have rule and power and authority to dispense to govern a people. We do not want to be ruled from the mountain of Almighty Yah. The generation wants to be ruled from the mountain of democracy and capitalism. He says, now, when the towers shall fall, when they shall fall, there shall be a great slaughter. Now, that was just a little small microcosm of what we saw in New York City as to the great slaughter. But this nation and those that sit on the pinnacles of the mountains, those that cause the waters to flow, and this is a nation that can cut the waters off from every nation. This is a nation that calls for embargoes against other nations. This is a nation that is so pseudo. Don't you know that they crawled out Mr. Chavez down there in Venezuela to begin a democracy? At 2000, they had a democracy, a government that was elected by the people for the people. And yet this foul thing we call the leader, the one that sits in the mountain of the gods in America, they had tried to present a coup in that nation and to destroy the thing. They say to Israel, they say to Palestine, you must have a democracy. And the people elect a Hamas government. It was not set up by America or Israel. That is whom they set up. And they say, we will cut the streams of life off from you. We will cut the waters off. You will not have monies to live. We will stop the monies from flowing. We will not allow waters. And literally in that little place there are no waters that literally flow. In Iraq, there are no waters to flow in that nation. They have no water. They have not even the ministry of necessities. at all. But yet the gods to be this democracy, this Minai, this god of wealth. Mr. Bush says it's going to create wealth. And that is what democracy tells people. That is what capitalism says. We're going to create wealth. And yet it create poverty. It create a poverty-minded people. It create a people that is ignorant. It create a people that is full of greed and covetousness and lust. And it gives them just a little small piece. And they fight like dogs for the bone. That is what it does. The government of Yahweh, it caused the heart to be satisfied with the tongue of Yah. It caused the left to be satisfied with the promises of Yah. It caused the left to be satisfied with the tikvah, the truth he meant of Omariah. He said there should be a great slaughter in the high places. And we saw an example of that. The Twin Towers there in New York, the most prominent place in America, the place whereby the finances of the world are controlled. And we have seen a tremendous slaughter because of that. Now these are metaphorism, of these are examples of things that shall come upon a people. We watched a nation that went into a nation and terrorized a people. We watch a serpentine man that calls himself a leader. We have watched him suppress, and we supposed to be a democracy. He has suppressed the media that you cannot hear anything about the wars at all. They're killing the young men. There's a great slaughter. They're killing women. They're dying over there in Iraq. They're dying by the thousands over there. And they sit up in their high towers, prima donnas. And they say, who's going to touch me? No one can touch me. And they bring their friends. And they give them, and they cause the lives of the young ones to be taken from them to satisfy the demonic power and the god of capitalism. The god of God. Did not they sacrifice their sons and their daughters to the fire? And that is what they're doing. Those missiles, they burn like fire. Those bullets on those carbine rifles, they're not like the M16s or the M14s that we had. They're precise and they cause fire. They go in a little hole like that. When they come out there, they take the back and everything, the heart out of a man. It's like a liquid fire, that there's a great slaughter in a land that we don't know nothing of. Because democracy tells you, you rule, you put in your mind and your thoughts what you want to, and your world is different than my world, and my world is different than your world, because my world is the only world, and to you, your world is the only world. So I got my world and you got your world, and I will serve God to get riches into my world, to satisfy me in my world. And that's the spirit today, brothers and sisters. That's why we must be free. We must be free, and the only way is through Yahshua HaMashiach. You're not going to be free any other way. He will free your mind. He will free your ruah. He will free you. He will make you free to worship and to bless Almighty Yahweh. The waters, the rivers, and the streams of water in that day of the great slaughter when the towers fell. And we saw the towers, a metaphor in this nation, fall. We saw a stream of even waters go into nations that this nation was against. Pakistan and this nation had no covenant at all. And all of a sudden the living source began to flow. The monies, the welfare, the goods from this nation, the gods, that's all it is. The goods, the gods, the goods. It began to flow from this nation. We began to send the wealth and the monies to these nations. Open the door to the gods. And that's what Babylon does. She opened the doors to the gods. And we open the doors. This nation, this pedophile freak in what we call Washington, D.C. He opened the doors to these gods. Why? Because the power of capitalism and the power of democracy, that is what it does. We have a nation and a people that we say that we believe in human rights. And yet in China they oppress and the people work all day long for $1 a day, 15, 20 hours a day. And yet we think in this nation, because it is one of democracy and capitalism, we can go to our Walmarts and buy things cheaper. I'm telling you, there is a day of great slaughter upon this nation. It's going to come and the waters are going to flow. The waters are going to be shut off. There should be no waters. Certainly no living waters today. And the only living water is in Israel. And Israel is only drinking from the stream. The world is not drinking from the stream. They're drinking from the stream of Minai. They're drinking from Midi. They're drinking from the stream of Gad. Because everybody knows God today. I know God. I know who I'm calling on when I call on God. You're calling on a voodoo spirit. You're not calling on Yahweh, because he declares that his name is excellent. It is a name, and that it is a memorial unto Israel. And Israel will call upon that name. Well, what about those that died in Misraim in Egypt? What about those? Yet they maintained the truths of Yahweh when they heard them. They did not reject truths as they heard those truths. Keep the Shabbat. Began to cleanse yourself and to purge yourself. Israel is going to be saved. And Israel is those that have the Torah, the living power of Torah written in them. And that is why the gods to be God and this power of democracy and capitalism, one purpose, and that is to drive the testimony out of the hearts of Israel. That's all it is. How do you know? When Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, he took them to a test in the garden, a test in the wilderness. And when they began to see the tests and the trials, they allowed their flesh to speak unto them. And then they began to remember the democracy that they had in the system of buying and selling. And they said, in Misraim, we had garlic, and we had much, we had leeks, we had much to eat. And yet you brought us out here to die. You have caused us to leave the abundance, and that is what capitalism teaches. There's an abundance. There's much more that you can ever think of. You are the only one that capitalism is concerned about. And they say, let us return back. Let us go back, because we don't have what we had out here like we had there. We don't have what we had. That is what the Spirit does to the minds of those that will forsake Yahweh. You'll begin to think, well, I can have my own. I want this and I want that. You do not realize that that is the power of God. This voodoo, this tricking of one's mind. We saw that with Adonai and Sapphira, that spirit of God. Because the God of their bellies, they wanted to serve that. They wanted their own. They felt like they had the power to veto what Kephar said. Kephar was not speaking by his own strength. He was led by Yahweh. He was led by the Ruah. So he spoke the things that were necessary for the assembly for that time. Yahweh today, by the same Ruah, speak the things that are necessary for the assembly for us to prepare ourselves. And we must be prepared. We are not prepared for people. We are not prepared. We are not prepared for the war. We are not prepared for the trials and the struggles. We are not prepared. We are not ready. You're not ready to die. We better get ready to die. I am talking about laying down every corrupt thing and destroying the wheel and the pressing of your flesh and bring it down and destroying that life that rise up in you, because it forsakes the truths, the testimony, and the hope of Yahweh. It gives you nothing. You have no consolation after it. You have no satisfaction in your inward parts. There's nothing left there but death, miseries. That's what the gods do. That's what God does. Minai Mini takes away the will to please Yah. Takes away that will. And the spirit of Nimrod opens that up. That is why you ought not to rebel against this truth. We know that spirit.
This is the sin of witchcraft. When we become stubborn, it is stubbornness as iniquity. We say, Yahweh, we're not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And it creates this idolatry. We began to worship those things that ought not to be worshipped. We began to give more time and thought to things that produce nothing at all. That's idolatry. Do you understand that? That is idolatry. That is what the spirit of democracy does. That is what capitalism does. We are under the government of Almighty Yah. We are ruled by the Torah, His stipulations, His statutes, His ordinance. That's what we are ruled by. The government of capitalists and democracy means nothing to true Israel. They were under the authority of Mizraim, Egypt. It had no power over them. It was only when Yahweh said, now it is time, because the time is up, that they must go. They have become comfortable. And we have become so comfortable in this mindset of democracy. And what we've been taught, there's no other system like it. But yet there are people in the systems that they had. They live lives more plentiful than ours. Much more serene. Much more content. Until the powers that be began to beam into the nations by via satellites and gods in the sky. Just like Yahweh says, there shall be a melach with the message of the end time to fear Yahweh, keep His mitzvot, where there's an angel of darkness that is spreading the message today by the power of television, by the power of internet to consume the minds of the people. It must be a democracy. We're going to revolt, and every nation that causes this government to arise, there's always a revolting. And when a nation revolt, hear me, brothers and sisters, it always opens the door to every kind of witchcraft spirit there is. I don't care what nation you find, when they began to transition, to what we call democracy, there's a revolt, and when there's a revolt, there's a great slaughter, there's killing, and every kind of foul thing therein, to that nation, when there were restraints, when there were no promiscuity, the young women kept themselves. They were not whores and sluts and Jezebels. The men carried themselves in a manner that was proper and right, because there was a certain form of fear there. And when the power of democracy comes, when the capitalist system is established, the first thing is revolting. They rise up, they kill, they destroy. Don't you know in the Western Hemisphere there was a nation, a little small island down there by the name of Haiti. It was a government of democracy. Mr. Aristide, he was voted in by a democracy process. The people voted him in. And yet the rule of this nation, because she sits in the mountain, because her towers are known throughout the world, I control the wealth. This nation is for the spirit of God and deny many. This is the stronghold of those deities. This is the stronghold. And so she says, I sit in the mountain like Yahweh, and my mountain is more excellent than Yahweh. And says to Mr. Aristide, you shall come down. We shall cause your nation to be impoverished. We will take away the stay of bread. Thank Yahweh that He has given Israel a true stay of bread. Yahshua HaMashiach is the stay of bread for Israel. So she says, I will take away your stay of bread. I will take away your stay of mayhem of water. And there will be no water that flow into your nation. And we see a nation that is in abject poverty. With nothing, not even leaves on trees to eat. I know you don't know, because our minds are so fickle with fictitious things that we have no thought of the realities of what is taking place in the world today. She says, I sit in the high mountain. I've exalted myself above the Torah, the teachings of Yahweh. I say to Israel, you must submit and you must obey to God. And Minai many, you must obey. Because there is no fortune without these deities. There's no fortune
without capitalism. There are no riches without democracy. And so democracy is going to spread throughout the Middle East. My. In Iraq, they're destroying the people. The Kurds, where they live, brothers and sisters, the northern part, that's where all the wealth is, all the oil. And so America says, because this vow thing that sits in the mountain, Mr. Bush, he says, we're going to federalize Iraq. Now, you know what federal is, what federalizing a country is. Just like this nation. You got South Carolina, you got North Carolina. Different governments. And so you got the Kurds and the Shiites now that they're killing one another. You don't hear about these stories because they have suppressed the media. They don't want you to hear about this. But I'm telling you, the great slaughter is coming to this nation. It's coming here. And it's going to be a great slaughter. We see it now with the deaths, the killings, daddies, the children, mamas, the babies. We see it. We see the pinnacle of it. We see it just a small scintilla. We see the spirit that's already here. It's here. I will never do that. When you forsake Yah, your mind is consumed by the power of God in me now, you will kill mama, daddy, children, husband. And they will declare, I don't know why I did it. Something made me do it. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. That's why Yahweh said to Yahusha, Yahushua, you destroy them all. Rid the land of Baal Gad. Destroy it. You began to destroy your idols. You began to destroy your idols. The idols that you idolize. And things that you think are more valuable than the Torah of Yah. But it's not. There shall be a great slaughter when the towers shall fall. And when the towers, democracy is failing. Capitalism, it has failed. There's no strength to it. And Yahweh speaks by Zephaniah. He speaks unto Israel that there shall be great distress from the approaching impending judgment that shall come. And I want to begin here tonight in Zephaniah chapter 1. It warns Israel, the house, the great dome or the great Yom, the great day of Yahweh is near. It is near and haste greatly. Even the voice of the day of Yahweh, the mighty man, shall cry bitterly. Not that bitterly. It is just not a cry. It represents the cry of a harlot. It's a bitter cry. And this nation is going to cry because she is a nation of harlotry. Do you understand what a harlot does? She entertains every man there is. This nation, the gates to the gods. It is the power of Babylon in its fullness. You must understand that Babel, that the nations were very impressed with Babel. The Greeks, the Yardim, the Hebrews. It was a nation of such splendor. It was a nation of such forms of government that it was respected by many. Their culture of occultism, that's all culture is. It is a cultic practice. Their culture was admired by many. What nation upon the face of the earth, whereby the culture of wickedness is admired like this nation? This nation has no practices, what we call a culture, but one of wickedness. What has this nation, this Babylon Jezebel, this harlot, what has she literally added to the world? But nuclear armament and death. AIDS, that's what they say. There were two faggots that went to Africa, and they got AIDS from a monkey. That's what they say. What has this nation added to the wealth of the world beside diseases and death, robbery, pillaging and stealing and destruction? Show me, please tell me. Well, we are the great inventors of rap music. What has she added but what we call jazz or basketball? What in a cultural form has this nation given unto the world? Tell me! You can't name one thing. She has brought death. She has brought a destruction of the earth. Yah says, I will destroy them that destroyed my earth. She has brought destruction to the seas. She has brought such poisoning to the airs above. She has caused the oceans and the rivers to be filled with poison, the fish, grotesque with cancerous diseases. She is a nation that has brought cancer and every kind of sickness. So she has had it. She is a nation that has conspired in her wickedness and her harlotry to burn a people and to destroy them. And yet she tells the world, no, you cannot have the nuclear power like we have because we don't trust you to use it. You may use it, and we are the only Jezebel that has ever used the new atomic bomb to burn the people. Why would you trust us not to use it? And yet they tell other nations you cannot. She has added nothing to the world. She has not been a nation that has given dimension to the world. And yet from the shores of this nation, as it was in Babel, as the nations were inspired by her, as the Greeks and the Yavims and those of other nations, they were inspired by her splendor and her beauty. This is the only nation whereby every nation is inspired by her. By her beauty. They're inspired by her form of government. Because it's democracy. They're inspired by her system of lust and lasciviousness and concupiscence. All the sex you want. They're inspired by their tables of drink offerings unto me and I, or many. They love to drink at the toast, at the raise their glasses. Can you imagine how many glasses were raised yesterday at their synagogues of darkness? In their football stadiums, the drunkenness, the harlotry. Can you imagine how much whiskey was sold afterwards, after the game? Can I ask you all a question? I do read things in papers. I don't read the full of articles. I can read the first two or three paragraphs and I know what everything else. I know what's there. You've read long enough, you know. There is not an event in America when they celebrate their victorious conquering in football or basketball. The first thing they do in the locker room, they must do an offering unto Minai. The table of many is prepared. They pop the corks of champagne and whiskey. I know what I'm saying. The spirit of Minah, this God, this deity, it is rampant in every aspect of society under the spirit of the banner of democracy and capitalism. When the colleges win the national championships or their teams win a game, you tell me that the revolting, this spirit of Nimrod, they burn the cities, they turn over cars, people are killed. You never heard of that. They fight, they raise hell, they go to the bars and they drink up and they raise their glass for the victorious conquering. That's what they do. Every single aspect, because they have prepared a table in the house of their God for the drink offering of Minai for many. And everything they do, it is celebrated that way. And we know that these pagan things, and believe me, hear me, they do the same thing in what we call Christendom today, brothers and sisters. They do the same thing as well. The practices, the ways of the heathens are just like what they call in Christendom. The ones they call heathens, they are more heathenistic in Christendom than those that are in the world. Because a beast will do the things that a beast ought to do. That's what they will do. A cow will do what a cow does. And yet they do the same things that beasts will do. We're not dealing with some of the shallow thing, brothers and sisters. We're dealing with the very end time that is upon us, that is approaching with a great, great expedience. And we must prepare our minds. This system has destroyed our love for Yahweh.
has destroyed our love to hear truth. We don't want to hear truth if it opposes our God. We reject it. We dispute it. We don't want to hear it, brothers and sisters. Only true Israel will hear. Only true Israel. And if you forsake Yahweh, He is going to forsake you. Because we are forsaking Him for this power of Gad or Minai, Miriah, that we are suffering many things today. We're suffering such profound deficiencies in our minds and our spirits. We can't grasp the things of Yahweh. We can't hold them. There's no fervent love for the things of Yahweh. We're just not inspired by the promises and the tikvah of Yahweh. We know that they are mutable, that they cannot change. They don't inspire us because we have allowed Gad and Benai Mene to penetrate our thoughts and to control our everyday. And that's why the things of Yahweh do not cause our lamp to be excited today. We're not going into the kingdom without truth. Zephaniah, who speaks, he says, this day is near, and those men that are strong, they shall cry like the harlot. They shall cry bitterly. There shall be a wailing like no other wailing among men. He says, the day of wrath, it is a day of trouble and a day of distress. The minds perplexed. No ability to think. Men today, they are perplexed. They can't think. They don't understand. They don't know how to even reason today. They can't allow the word of Yahweh to settle them that He will reason with them. What He means that He is not going to change His word for you. He will show you the importance and the value of what He is trying to imply or speak to you. You're not going to say, well, I want that. And He said, well, what if I give you this? No, it's not that way. He's going to show us our deficiencies and the sins. You understand that Gad and Minai will never show you that. Never. So that's why the spirit of Zephaniah must speak unto Israel. It's a day of distress. It's a day of wasteness and desolation. It's a day of darkness and gloominess. It's a day of clouds and thick darkness. There's such a gloominess among the people today. The countenance is dark. There's a heaviness. There's a thick cloud that envelops around them. It is not like the cloud that went before the children of Israel during the day and the pillar of fire by night. You understand they were led. Yahweh says that this darkness and this mindset, and believe me, brothers and sisters, hear me. When the spirit of Gad and Minai Midi, democracy and communism, they tell you it's communism, but it's the power of democracy. There's no spirit that has permeated the earth like democracy. There's no spirit that has filled the earth like capitalists. The capitalists, they rule the world. Very few men rule nations. It's not the people. You do not dictate policies. You do not dictate what the wealth of a nation. They sell you like they sell beasts every day. And that's what they do. They sell you every single day. They sell you. They sell you. It's voodoo wealth here. This piece of land, this stuff here, what we have, it's voodoo. It is just an optical illusion. It is not real. How do I know? Because brothers and sisters, they take it today. Nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Well, I own a $2 million house. If they want it, they take it. Today. Today, period. Period. And there's nothing you can do. There's no recourse. Nothing. So it is the voodoo. That's why we lay up our treasures in the kingdom. We don't lay up our treasures. See, democracy of the spirit of God says you lay up your kingdom here on the earth. What rust destroys and moths creep in.
But you lay up your riches in the kingdom of Almighty Yah. Your works of emunah, of faith. You must have works of faith. If you don't have the emunah of Yahweh, there are no works. You cannot have emunah, faith, without the works of his tzedekah, of righteousness. You cannot. It's impossible. It doesn't operate that way.
But that's not what the Spirit of God tells you. It tells you, you establish your own works. You start your own thing. You do your own thing. Woe unto this people, for they have forsaken Yahweh. And because of that, there will be a darkness in the land. You can see it today. The minds are so dark. The hearts have no light today. The understanding is darkened. Yahweh says, this is the approaching judgment that I shall bring upon Israel. He's talking about his house, his people. He said, there shall be a time of tremendous trials. And Yahweh is orchestrating this. This is not Shaitan. He's given him a season. But this is Almighty Yahweh. He says, a day of the shofar and the alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. There's an alarm and a cry against the towers of the fenced city. The cities that dwell so safely. And America says, no one shall bring me down. And her high towers, her democracy and her capitalist power, she says it is supreme over the powers of the government of Yahweh. That's what she says. And so Yahweh says, I'm going to cause her insignia. And that is what an insignia. It is a sign of a strength. That is what we have, the flags and different kind of insignias. We have masonry and all these kind of insignias. The colleges, they all got the insignias, don't they? The Bulldogs, the Crimson Tides, the Tar Heels, the Wildcats, the Demon Deacons, they all have that in their sickness. And they say to Yah, you cannot. And that is why the battles, that is why the sports and the things, that the rivalry and this offering unto Minai and Midi, that it brings out the spirit. It solidifies the spirits of the gods that rule, brothers and sisters. That's what it does. And that's why there's always reveling and banqueting. There is nothing like what we call tailgating at these NFL football games. They drive for hundreds of miles. And they spend hundreds of dollars and they sit out in the parking lot and eat and they drink. And they offer up offerings unto Minai or Midi before the games began. That's what they do. That is the truth. They do those kinds of things. They do that. So this nation says, we and our great fenced cities and our high towers, our strong powers of democracy and capitalists, who's going to bring us down? There's no one that's going to bring us down. Yahweh says, I'm going to cause your infrastructure and show you that it's going to be brought down to its lowest ebb. You understand that the stock market, all it is a deception to wretch, steal, rob the money away from the lower caste people and the wealthy ones maintain. We see that in Enron and these MCI, how people invested millions of dollars. And what a little man that put his $300,000 savings into that, he lost it all. He cannot recoup. But the ones that have put $300 million, they have the high power lawyers, and they file bankruptcy, and they find ways the government refund all of their monies, brothers and sisters. But the little man that had $250,000 for his retirement, he got nothing. Maybe $1,500 or $2,500. And so it's a spirit that is what it does. Those that have bowed down and given their lives totally unto the gods that be. You see, the masses of the people, they're so ignorant they don't know how to serve. I was reading before I came today, I was reading an article. It's about the man that does the little cartoon Dennis the Menace. He lives in Mint Hill. And so they were interviewing him. I want you to hear this. The originator of the cartoon, he worked for him for 30, 40 years, I believe. This is what he said. They asked him, did you do all the drawing and all that? He said, did all that. He said, I want to tell you one thing. He said, out of all the years I worked for him, not one drawing, not one thing that I drew, he accepted. He said it wasn't right. Now that didn't make the man hubris or anger against him. This generation, we become very prideful. He said he taught me so much by rejecting everything that I learned so much how to scrutinize, how to learn, how to edit things. And I would have never learned that if he had not rejected. He rejected every single one. He never accepted one in all the years until he died 7 years ago. And out of all those years, almost 40 years, he said he never accepted one of my drawings in its originality, its original form. He said, it's not right. I can see you didn't put what you're supposed to put in here. You didn't put energy in this. Oh, you did it, but you didn't put nothing in there. Now, when Yahweh tells us that, he says, your offerings are not accepted. That's what Menahemi says. He says, no, I want you to go beyond that. That's what the capitalist system says. I want you to give everything. Forsake your children, your wife. You tell me there are jobs that people don't forsake their families. They deny them. No time. You tell me there are jobs that wives do not forsake their husband and their children. Sure they do. Their expense, they spend all their energy for their system, for many and dad. They have no energy for their husband or their children. Husband comes home, he has this, spends all of his energy for what? To satisfy the gods, the powers that be. That's what he has done. And Yahweh tells you,